So, because Pesach falls out on Shabbos, there are some changes this year, both on Friday night, Shem Lechem, and on Motzei Shabbos. There are some things we do differently Friday night, some we do Motzei Shabbos. First of all, when you come home from Shul, do you recite Shalom Aleichem? The Rebbe's brother-in-law, the Rashag, would often ask the Rebbe questions during the meals of Yontif. And he asked the Rebbe that the Rebbe's first book the Rebbe made was the Haggadah Shal Pesach. And commentary in the Haggadah. And in the Haggadah, doesn't have the Shalom Aleichem. So the Rashag, the Rebbe's brother-in-law, asked him, do you recite Shalom Aleichem on Friday night? And the Rebbe said that indeed we do. And how come does it say in Hayom Yom, in the Rebbe's other work, does it say that we don't say the Shalom Aleichem? So basically, the previous Rebbe at one point gave instruction that we do not say Shalom Aleichem, we do not say Vitan Lecha. But then there was a second instruction later. He said we do say Shalom Aleichem and we do say Vitan Lecha. Vitan Lecha, you don't say this year because Matzei Shabbos is Yantif. But if we be Matzei Shabbos Chol HaMoed, then we say Vitan Lecha quietly. So Shalom Aleichem tomorrow night, you come home, you say Shalom Aleichem quietly, and that's the first item of business. So this year, before starting the Seder, you say Shalom Aleichem quietly in Mizul David. What we usually say before Kiddush, we say tomorrow night. Next thing is in Kiddush itself. Usually, women don't make their own Kiddush. They fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush by hearing Kiddush from men. So what's the story this year? So first of all, this year, on the second night of Yontif, in addition to making Kiddush, we're also doing Avdalah. The first thing we do is Kiddush and Avdalah. First we invite the day of Yontif, and then we say Avdalah. Yak Nahas. So women, in general, there's an argument whether women are obligated to make Avdalah. Why is there an argument? In general, the Torah says that women are exempt from all mitzvahs that are time-related. So since Havdalah is time-related, so women should be exempt. However, it says in the Torah, Zocher Hashem Shabbos HaKadosh, if they remember Shabbos, and then right next to the Torah's instruction remembering Shabbos, there's also the instruction of Shomer, guard yourself from violating the Shabbos. So Gemara says, whoever is obligated not to violate the Shabbos is also obligated to remember the Shabbos. So since women have an obligation to not violate Shabbos, therefore they're obligated to remember Shabbos. What's the mitzvah of remembering Shabbos? The mitzvah of remembering Shabbos is an argument. One opinion is a mitzvah in Atayr to remember when Shabbos comes in, and another mitzvah to remember when Shabbos goes out. So there's a biblical obligation to make Kiddush, and there's a biblical obligation to make Avdalah. So since women are chayiv, they're obligated to keep all the negative commandments of Shabbos, so therefore it follows, they're also chayiv to make Kiddush and chayiv to make Avdalah. That's one opinion. Other opinion is, remembering Shabbos means when Shabbos comes in, there's no obligation to remember Shabbos when Shabbos goes out. Remembering Shabbos when Shabbos goes out, there's a rabbinical obligation. And this rabbinical obligation was only given to men, because women are not obligated in all time-related mitzvahs. And since it's a time-related mitzvah, therefore they don't have to say Havdalah. So, regarding Kiddush, first of all, women, when they make Kiddush, they don't say Shachiyanu. Why don't they say Shachiyanu? Because they said Shachiyanu when they bench licht. Since they said Shachiyanu when they bench licht, they don't say Shachiyanu by Kiddush. Not only do they not say Shachiyanu by Kiddush, but also they can't answer Amen to their husband's Shachiyanu. Why not? Because Mirtz Hashem, on the first day of Pesach, on the first night of Pesach, we say Hallel, right? And the Chazan says the Bracha. So the best thing to do is to answer Amen to the Chazan's Bracha and then say the Bracha yourself. Or Rosh Chodesh, those who have the custom of fulfilling the obligation of the Bracha before Hallel, you first you answer Amen to the Chazan's Bracha. Sorry, those who do not have the custom of fulfilling their obligation with the Chazan's Bracha, make their own Bracha, you first hear the Chazan's Bracha, and then you say Amen, and then you say your own Bracha. Why can't you answer Amen to the Chazan's Bracha after you said your own Bracha? Because whatever you say Amen to a Bracha, it's sort of like an interruption. So that's why, for example, on Shema, before we say Shema, we say the Bracha of Avaselam. And the custom is, the Chazan says Avaselam, he finishes the Bracha, it's Baruch Atah Hashem, and he says it silently, the rest of the Bracha. Why does he say it silently? Because if you said it out loud, we have to answer Amen. And since the bracha before Shema is sort of like a bracha for a mitzvah, sort of like a blessing Hashem for the mitzvah of Shema, the mitzvah of Shema is connected to the mitzvah of loving Hashem. So therefore, when the Chazan finishes saying the bracha before Shema, Avaselam, he concludes it quietly, so we shouldn't say Amen, because if we said Amen, it would be an interruption between the bracha of the Shema and the Shema. So too, although in general you have to answer Amen, but since the women aren't doing mitzvah Shachiyano, not saying Shachiyano, they said Shachiyano before, so therefore it seems more appropriate they should not say the Amen to Shachiyano either, without being an interruption to their Kiddush and their consumption of the wine. So do the women have to say their own Kiddush or not? A lot of women say their own Kiddush because since they're drinking the wine anyway, so they're in Kiddush. But the second night of Pesach, since women in general don't say Avdalah by themselves, Allah says no one else, even according to the opinion which says that women are not obligated in Avdalah, they're still allowed to say Avdalah. Why are allowed to say Avdalah? Just like allowed to say a bracha on Lulav and Esrik. So to women allowed to say a bracha, even though they're not obligated in Lulav and Esrik. So to women allowed to say a bracha on Shafer and other things they're not obligated to, because says Shulchan Aruch that we don't mess with women. They like to say brachas. So it's different. Even though in general the halacha is that you try to avoid saying brachas, you don't need to. But there's the halacha is that women who take upon themselves do certain various mitzvahs, the halacha is that they do say the bracha. So just like they say a bracha for Abdullah, for Luvanessa, they say a bracha for Abdullah as well. However, many have the custom, the women do not say the bracha of Abdullah. Instead, they fulfill the bracha of Abdullah, they say their own Kiddush, but Abdullah they hear from their husbands. Okay. The water that we're going to dip the karpas into, the salt water. So, you're not allowed to make salt water on Shabbos. Why can't you make salt water on Shabbos? Because on Shabbos, you're not allowed to ma'abed. Ma'abed means to pickle things and basically, ma'abed means many things. Ma'abed in food means to soften the food and to prepare the food. So not just to prepare it for eating, but if you made a lot of salt water, it would appear making this large quantity of salt water in order to be used for pickling. And since you're not allowed to pickle on Shabbos, so it looks like you're preparing to pickle something. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe says you should not make salt water on Shabbos, you should make it before Shabbos. If you did make it make it on Shabbos, it's okay as long as you made a small quantity. But the Alter Rebbe says it's hard to say the exact quantity you need for the dipping your onion in the salt water. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe says, don't do it on Shabbos, do it before Shabbos. But if you didn't do it before Shabbos, then you're allowed to do this on Shabbos, but just make a small quantity. And another thing is you first add put the salt there and then the water. You do it with a shinui. Okay, regarding the Chareses, says Shulchan Aruch that it's customary to add wine to the Chareses on the night of the Seder. Why add wine? To commemorate the either because the wine is associated with Geula, or because of the wine looks like blood and the custom is that you specifically wine is added on Yontif, on the night of the Seder. So the problem is on Shabbos there's a concept called lush. You're not allowed to make a dough on Shabbos. So how can you add wine to the Chareses on Shabbos? One opinion, there's an argument in Shulchan Aruch, what exactly is kneading, what exactly is considered making a dough? Here it's not flour and water. It's you have the apple and the nuts and the pear mixed together. It's not really a regular dough. But it is, according to one opinion, whenever you add water to something, it's considered doughy, and therefore it's forbidden on Shabbos. The Alter Rebbe says, make the chareses before. However, our custom is that we add the wine on Shabbos. How do we do this? The Alter Rebbe says that if you have, if the mixture is something which is gisik, which is something which is liquidy, then the prohibition of losh, the prohibition of kneading, is not such a weighty one. And therefore, it's permissible, it's only a rabbinical prohibition. And therefore, with a shinoi, if you make a slight change in the way you usually do it, then it's permissible. So, what we do is, we have, when you make Kiddush, although it's not halakhically an obligation to fill your cup up till overflowing, but Chassidim, we don't look at what we're obligated, not obligated. We want the brachas to flow. So So we make the bracha. We always overflow by not only by havdalah, like halachically, the obligation is to make the cup overflow by havdalah, but also by kiddush, we also overflow our cups. So that means that the little tetzel, the little plate you have under your cup is going to be full of wine. So before you dip the mar in the chareses, you put the chareses itself into that little plate, and so you put the chareses there before you put the wine is there first. The wine is there first, which is not the usual order. And instead of mixing with a spoon, you mix it with your finger. So these two shinuyim, since you put the wine first and you use the finger instead of using the utensil, that makes it, so we always do it the same way. We don't do this year different. We do the same we do every year. We put the chareses first, the wine is there anyways, and we put the chareses into the wine, you mix it with your finger. One last difference in this year and other years is in the bracha asher galanu. The bracha that we make on the second cup of wine, we thank Hashem for redeeming us, and we ask Hashem to bring us to Yerushalayim when we'll celebrate Pesach and Mashiach. So in that bracha, we say that Hashem should bring us to New Yom Tevim, and we should celebrate Pesach, and we should be able to eat from the Korban Pesach, and from the Zvachim, and from the other sacrifices that were also eaten on Pesach, besides the Paschal Lamb. So on Motzei Shabbos, we change around the order. On the first night of Pesach, we say Mina Psachim Mina Zvachim, from the Paschal Lamb and other sacrifices. And the second night of Pesach, we say from the other sacrifices and then the Paschal Lamb. Why do we switch it around? Answer is like this. And you're only allowed to eat the Korban Pesach if you are full. That's what's